Epilogue by Susan Cipher. So what do we learn from all these heavenly experiences? God wants us to know him and not to be afraid of him. He wants us to trust him even when we find ourselves in the most outlandish circumstances. The more uncomfortable the setting, the more outside our comfort zone that we stand strong in him, the more of his glory and love through us he can display. God wants to bless us, not harm us. God's plan is for us to put the devil to flight in Jesus' name. Satan is trying to steal all your blessings, kill all your hope, and destroy our destiny in his lowly place. Jesus desires to use us to do great exploits in his name. God wants to show us off. He loves to bless his obedient servants who love and trust him. He wants to show how much we are like him. He reminds us he is with us to help us and to train us, to trust him even in frightening circumstances. To make a point, would you have confidence in an untrained person to catch you as you fly toward them during a trapeze act? I think not. Now, if you have trained with them, have been practicing so you know your part, you know the catcher will make adjustments to catch you safely. That is what God does. Even though all the situations are not exactly the same, he does it so you know one way or the other, that he will always catch you and empower you to go through. Just as we practiced with the professional over and over again learning our part, God wants us to trust and know him that intimately. He gives us his word so we can know him intellectually. He gives us the Holy Spirit so we can know him experientially. And he gives us prayer so we can know him intimately. Why do you think he wants us to pray without ceasing? He inhabits the praises of his people because praises speak of who he is and what he has done for us. He wants us to get the concept of praising him from head knowledge to heart knowledge. The devil can't lie to us and take away our victories when we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimonies. He wants us to overcome. He loves how we glorify him and encourage others when we share our testimonies. In this writing, we have shared a few of the many testimonies in the Bible and some personal experiences. We have shared these testimonies with you to bring to light the awesomeness of our loving God, who wants to give you great and over-the-top testimonies, too.